This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure. Some of you on a sugar high tonight or what? Or maybe your kids are. Maybe you're tired from chasing your kids around after getting them on a sugar high day. They should rename that day, shouldn't they? Right? Happy sugar high day. I'm driving to see your house. This is the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get all the hooky stuff out of the way, right? If you want a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can get that up at the Real site. If you're watching, see, I keep pointing to it like everybody can see. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you will find it there guaranteed. And if you order from the website, then I can sign it for you if you want it autographed. If not, you can order it from Amazon. Make it real simple for you. We have the e-book and all that fun stuff up there as well. Also, I've been asking you guys, am I Berkeley? And what went down at Berkeley this weekend is proof that we still need to stand. All right? I mean, the violence was uncalled for. Not that we started it. That's not what I'm saying. But why do they have to go there all the time? Why is that the only way they know how to deal with this stuff? Seriously. You know, from people keep talking about how peace-loving they are. Right? There's a whole bunch of them that are just a bunch of animals, aren't there? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So my new shirt... It says, what does it say? It says stand, right? Hashtag stand. It's that simple. Stand for freedom. Stand for America. Stand for what principles you believe in. It doesn't say beat up the other guy. It doesn't say, you know, trounce all over the other guy. It simply says stand for what you believe in. If you can't do that, then how do you expect us to win this race? I don't get it. And I keep telling people that think of our founding fathers. Think if they start looking around going, this is a little tough. I don't know if I want to do this. Oh, God, I'm going to miss the play at 7. I don't know. This is just a lot there, dude. We'd be under the Queen right now, wouldn't we? And some people think we'd be speaking German, though. But anyway. So stand for what you believe in. And not that the shirt is going to help you stand, but it'll definitely get your point across. And some of you, I thought it was hilarious. So last week, when I was pushing the shirt hard, I had a few people say to me, "Hey, Joe, I can't wear that shirt. I'll get beat up." Come on, think about that. I'll get beat up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, you know what I mean? I probably could count. No, I couldn't count. That wasn't going to come out right. On two hands, how many times somebody wants to beat me up for what I say on the air? But you can't You can't let that stop you. I'm not suggesting you should be looking to be beat up either, so please don't do that to me. But for real, you really have to take the time. What the heck is going on here? I hate computers. I do. Don't tell me I don't, because I do. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran's going to join me shortly after the break. We always have a good time when she's on with me as well. And the, man, I want to get to the story, but I know I'm not going to have enough time, so I just don't want to spew it out just to get it out there. I led off with that story about the the Germans now are pulling Legos back because it makes our young kids more susceptible to addiction. Now, I know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I said that one right, see? I know I'm not quite the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I don't know, who does that make sense to? So at a Berlin Day care center, the children packed away all the toys, the cars, the tiny plastic animals, and blocks and Legos, even the board games and most of the art materials. Then they stood in an empty classroom and looked at their two instructors. They said, "What should I do now?" A five-year-old then asked. He didn't get an answer. They wouldn't answer him for a long time. His day at the care center... what's this called? Or Kita, I guess they call them. We're starting a toy-free kindergarten project. For several weeks, the toys would disappear, and the teachers would tell the children what to play. Well, this sounds like go back to the old days with the Germans, doesn't it? Won't you ever like it? Yeah. While this practice may seem harsh, the project has an important, pedagogic goal? Really? That's not a... Look that up. No, I'm just kidding. They try to improve the child's life skills to strengthen them against addictive behaviors. Without any toys, children have time to develop their own ideas. Right? The managing director, Elizabeth Seifert, said. This is a Munich-based youth nonprofit that promotes this project. It's a toy-free time. They don't play with finished toys. They develop their own games. They play more together so that they can better develop psychosocial competencies. Now, what are you teaching them? Imagine, well, Legos, you can really be imaginative with that. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. We'll ask her what she thinks of this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation, seriously. I mean, there's so much going on out there. We can't keep up with it all. I appreciate the emails that you sent in the stories. I got a bunch of them. We'll go through some of them. One of the ones we're going to go through, probably in the second hour, is this mother of a... You ready? Now, is somebody going to... Don't crash into a tree or anything, okay? A four-year-old boy, a girl, well, who helped her son transition at 4 years old.
What?
I know I couldn't keep her quiet that long. Anyway. And the reason I said I was going to do that in the second hour is because the mother is not upset that she did that. She thinks it's, you know, one of the best things she ever did for her child. But yet, you guys that get on my case for talking about these stories, I've got another story, I guess it is a story, about how the brain doesn't fully develop to 20, till you're about 20 years old, 18, 20, 22, right in there. So I want to know how you honestly can look at your son, your daughter, the people around you, and say, yes, I helped my son transition at 4. Because that's what he really wanted. How can you, really, so you're going to let him make decisions to drive? Will you let him make this, I mean, well, let me bring Kimberly on, because I know this. She's chomping at the bit right now. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Always a good time to have her with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So... don't you love how I always get your blood pressure going, like right after you come on the show?
I didn't expect that one.
Well, I'm gonna do that in the second hour, because that's gonna take a while to rip down and work with. These people, I am sorry. I know some of these parents do thinking they're doing their kids a favor and all that other stuff, but you're not helping your kid when your child doesn't have the capacity to think this stuff through, doesn't really understand the difference between life and death, none of that. How do you do this kind of stuff to your kids? I just don't get it. I've never understood this.
It's abusive. She should be thrown in jail.
I do not know how they justify this. Because, again, they're not doing it because they hate their children, really. They're doing it because they actually think they're doing something right for their kids. And that in and of itself should scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah, you think?
All right, so I hear you're a little upset. Wait a minute. You know what? I want to finish my my Lego story. Although I'll never be able to find it again. But you know, let's look for it here. Let me see. I was doing a story about the German group or German school or whatever it is. Look at this. You knew this was going to happen to me. See, I'm bad at this because I go looking at other stuff. I go reading other things during the break, and then I can't get back to it. I can't find it again. God, I'm an idiot.
German Legos, they're not, I mean, German teachers not letting kids play with Legos or something?
Yes. Not just Legos. They're taking all toys away from them because they're too addictive. They're trying to get them set up for later on. There it is. I knew I'd find it. And it's a Berlin daycare center. Leave it to the Germans. So they want these kids to learn how to be, without any toys, so they don't have time to develop their own ideas. Well, really? I mean, so Legos would keep you from developing your own ideas? A Lego can't possibly stifle your creativity. What do you think?
That's what the Legos are for. They're for building stuff and you either build what's on the box or you have a bucket of Legos and you just build something from your own imagination. Legos are fantastic. They're innovative. You know, they make kids think and be creative and come up with things. Give me a break.
I still like
playing with them.
Yeah, well, okay. So then
I don't have my own, but when I go to other
people. Oh, okay. People, all right. I'll just make sure. Now, this is at the kindergarten level. All right? So they think that this will help them like themselves and they can have empathy for others. It helps them to think.
What are they going
to
do?
I have no idea. I have no idea how this. I would think if you have a tonnage of Legos in a room and there's 5 or 6 of you sitting there building stuff, working off of each other's ideas and plans, maybe even coming together to build something, I would think that would be a cool thing.
Yeah. What, are they going to just have them sit around and meditate?
It's a new it's a new toy-free kindergarten idea. And actually, it's not that new in Germany. It grew out of an addiction study in Bavaria, I guess. It started meeting in the 1980s. And now it's just coming to fruition where they're saying, you know, these kind of things formed habits, addictive habits, and addictive habits are bad. I'm going, talk about
taking. Oh, my God. People get out of bed every day. people get out of bed every day. When they get up, they do a certain thing. Is that addictive? Is that a pattern? Give me a break. These are little kids. little kids use toys to play and you know, make up stories and be creative. I mean, God.
Well, they do it. These are done typically with kids between the ages of 3 and 6 years old. They do it for a period of 3 months at a clip. All the toys are removed. They only leave furniture and things like blankets and pillows. Well, because, you know, we want to teach them how to be good snowflakes and curl up in the corner with your pillow and your blanket, right? And teachers meet with parents and children to make sure that they know what to expect. And they've been doing this now since about 1992.
What's the point? What has this non-playing and as a kindergarten child, a three-year-old child, what has this done for these kids at all?
All it says is that it's now found in toy farms will be found in hundreds of kindergartens throughout Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. Other countries have, you know, think about where this stuff happens. This stuff always happens in these countries where we've had to go bail out in the past, right? Right? And Germany being the aggressor twice over, you know, I'll get notes for that one. Keep your notes, okay? Right? I mean, let's just call it what it is, right? You know, the Germans were at it for a while there. The Japanese joined in at one time. I mean, come on, just get over it. So, anyhow. All right.
I could see if they did it maybe one day a week or something. Just to give the kids something different to do.
Right.
But 3 months in a row, no toys all day? I don't think so.
All right. So we're going to go break here in a second. And I want to get you all riled up. I want to talk about the Georgia race. And I want to talk to you about how the Republicans love to do this. This is like another shot at the Republican primary for president, right? Let's throw as many people at this as we can and hope one sticks. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, man.
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right. Come on, skip one lunch. You skip one lunch, and you can buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And one of my favorites on the show, Kimberly Marin, joins us, as she does every week, to talk about the issues of the day. And, you know, right now, well, first of all, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
At least I know what to get you for Christmas now. You know, I get you a box of your own Legos.
I would love that.
Yeah. You guys. During the break, they were talking about, what, Legos and Lincoln Logs?
Yes.
Now, there's, I know there's guys out there that will remember this, right? I mean, don't Lincoln Logs smell really bad when you light them on fire? See, how many of you remember that? Anyway.
I want to know what you were doing lighting Lincoln Logs on fire.
Can you only imagine me as a young man? I'm being
shocked.
Oh,
my.
As a young man, you know, I was the kid when they ran into the bathroom and said, "Who blew up the toilet?" I go, "Hey, it wasn't me." Anyway. Okay. We've got a and the Republicans. You just want to strangle them sometimes. Seriously, I know that's violent, but you just want to strangle them sometimes because there's a race in Georgia right now. And why don't you tell us? There's 11 or how many candidates are there on the Republican side?
11. There's 18 candidates altogether. Georgia's messed up. There's 18 candidates altogether. No offense, Georgia. I have wonderful friends there, but there's 18 candidates. I think there's 4 or 5 Democrats. There's 11 Republicans. I don't know what the other ones are. But the way they do their election is if someone gets 50% of the vote, they win it all. Or the two top vote getters then compete and go forward for the rest of the general election, so to speak. So you got 11 Republicans, and they're all supported by different people. They're all, you know, they're infighting, whatever. And then you got this left-wing loon Democrat who's gotten $8 million from around the country.
Right.
From a bunch, you know, because they've made this what it was normally a quiet, yeah, it's going to be a Republican race. They've turned it into a huge thing because this guy is an extreme left-winger. And they want to basically smack Trump by having him win.
Right.
And the Republicans are helping by having 11 Nimrods who couldn't just, you know, drop out and get support behind one or two people.
Kimberly, is this a they have to wear, they have to, It's not just a majority, right? Or is it just 51% of the race that they votes they have to get?
I think it's more than, yeah, it's like more than 50% to win it all.
Right. Otherwise, it goes to a runoff.
Yeah, and then it goes to a runoff, which
with
I don't.
Top two vote getters.
Yeah, instead of having just okay, here's the Democrat running here. I'm used to regular primaries, and then whoever wins the primary are the candidates, which to me makes more sense because then they just fight amongst each other. Somebody still wins, and then they can, you know, argue against each other in the general. I don't like this runoff thing.
You'd really hate California because the top two vote getters in the primary, we have lots of races here where you have two Democrats that make it into the general. It's crazy.
That doesn't even make any sense to me.
No.
These runoff things are bogus. I don't like them. And, you know, I mean, mind you, we've had primary. Look at our presidential primary. That was ridiculous, too. But we have primaries here in our state where, you know, there's four or five people, and it's like, okay, three of you aren't going anywhere. Why are you wasting anybody's time and money?
Well, they all think, oh, you saw it in the presidential races in the primary, right? I mean, you saw these guys that couldn't break 1%. They're spending all kinds of money, and you know they're all tapping the same well. And I kind of blame the donors to a degree, going, look, you're pouring money into a person that's getting absolutely no traction, right?
Yeah, and John Kasich is one good example. And I think he might run again.
Come on, really?
Yes!
Well.
He's so out of touch. He really thinks people like him. He's like Sally Fields. Oh, they like me. They really like me. No, we don't.
He won one state, his own state, barely that.
Damn, New Hampshire did. They liked him in New Hampshire for some reason.
Where am I?
Because he doesn't tell the truth about his stuff.
Yep.
But,
well,
you know.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, when you look at Samuel L. Jackson and those guys are out there working Georgia for that working Georgia for that Democrat. I can't think of it. What's the Democrat's name? Come on.
Bernie Sanders Jr.
What's his name?
Bernie Sanders Jr.
Okay. No, they're pumping, Democrats
whatever.
Are pumping millions in there. They sent Samuel Jackson down there. You know, and just a whole, and you're right. It's a slap in the face. They're trying to show, they're trying to stop Donald Trump. If you would, I just get the biggest kick out of this. It's you look at some other races that have recently taken place, and the Republican got the seat back again. So they remember they tried this last week when they were trying to take the seat back for Mike Pompeo.
Yep, and you know they come up with all these excuses, but think about it. They're pumping people, effort, and money into those races because they're dying to have one of them win and say, see, this is repudiating Trump.
Yeah.
That's all they want to do.
So if they run two or three races and they lose them all and then they end up winning one, I'm sure they'll still say it's repudiating Trump. Look, they're looking for anything. They are dying to find anything, any reason, anywhere to show that people don't like Trump, you know, and they why don't they just get out there? And if they do the work, you know, when Tom Brokaw comes against the Democrat Party, did you hear about this?
No.
He went ballistic on one of his nightly news, and he kept saying, listen, outrage is not a platform. It's not a plan. You need to stop, and you need to come up with a plan, and then come after the Republicans with the plan. You know, you got your lady up there, what's her name? Warren, Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, right? Good Lord.
Yeah, she's screaming that Trump has to tell them his plan. She's not even on the committee that needs to know that. And if she has clearance, somebody needs to take it away from her quick before she hurts herself.
She's doing poorly, and I really, really hope that they have a good Republican to run against her because that woman is so daft. It's not even funny. And she has that shrill, whiny voice. I can't. It's like fingernails down a chalkboard. I am so glad I fled Massachusetts before that woman was my senator.
She's horrible. See, that was our fault, too. We handed that to them, or the Republicans handed that to them, by Evans, what's his name, Scott, Yeah, you're, what's his?
Scott Brown.
Scott Brown. There you go. Who's,
you
know, what is he, a Democrat light?
No, he was Democrat light, but he was elected, reelected over and over again in Massachusetts as a state senator, being that way. He was elected against Martha Coakley, mm-hmm. because he was better than her. She was terrible. She was like a mini Hillary Clinton. I don't know why Lizzie Warren came out and was nominated, but, I mean, or elected, because that woman is B-you-know-what crazy. Bat-you-know-what. Bat-guano crazy. but that's, you know, that's how the people of Massachusetts vote.
Yeah, it's the same thing here in California. It's just nuts. It's nuts. You know, Californians, again, I've said it a million times, they keep voting for the most conservative laws, because we can put laws on the ballot. Conservative laws there are. The people as a whole do that. And then they vote for the most left-wing loons to sit in the state house. It's just amazing to me. So.
Yeah. The people are our own worst enemies.
Let's jump to the Berkeley riots. Did I say riots? Riots. Let's jump to the Berkeley riots. Anyway, when the LA Times comes out and says, you know, the people at Berkeley, at UC Berkeley, really stepped in it big time, then you know you've stepped in it big time. But one of the things that they came up with, which I thought was hilarious, was the fact that if they had just let this guy, the speaker there, do his thing, then he would have only spoke to a couple thousand people. And it wouldn't have been a big deal. And they said, by creating the firestorm, truly a firestorm that they created, what it ended up doing was putting them on Fox News. So now it gave this guy, right, he got to speak to millions and millions of people. And when the LA Times is sitting there going, you know what, you gotta get your act together. You people got to get your act together. You know you've gone off the deep end.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, the worst part, you know, it's funny because, they call themselves Antifa, right? Anti-FA, supposedly against fascism. Well, one of my friends came up with the real true word meaning of FA, and that's anti-First Amendment. Because that's what these people are really doing.
Yeah, you're right.
If someone is speaking that they disagree with, that's what happened the other day at the rally.
We're going to a break. I've got to hold it.
Always. Always.
Yes, perfect.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Can't get that commercial out of my head. I'm Joe Receiver, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time. That's me on the air. Oh, God. Have you guys... What's that commercial? I don't even know what drug that's for. But it's Let's Groove Tonight with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the guy is dancing while he's mowing the lawn. And I'm thinking to myself, this has got to be like a hallucinogenic drug. Because nobody... What?
With his basset hound.
With his basset hound.
Oh, my God, I hate that guy. I can't stand him.
And I'm thinking to myself, nobody... I mean, nobody dances when they're mowing the lawn, okay? It's just not that happy of an experience. You know what I'm saying? So... but I... And every time I hear that song now, I can't get that guy out of my head.
I hate that commercial. If that commercial comes on and I happen to be in the living room when the TV's on, I walk away. I can't stand it.
All right, well, I might as well introduce you since you're talking from the background. Kimberly Moran joins me.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. As she does every week to deal with the issues of the day. And right now, I got to tell you, this Berkeley riots. And I don't know, the great thing, though, that as the pro-Trumpers for first time in a long time were beating on the anti-Trumpers, the cops were still sticking around doing nothing, which was fine by me at this point. They've done it so often in the past when it's the other way around that it's about time they let the other ones blow off some steam, as long as they didn't do any major damage. I was pretty good with that. But you said this is the anti-fascism group that is, they really should be anti-constitutional group. They should be the anti-cons.
Well, the FA is First Amendment, so anti-First Amendment is perfect. And I didn't think it up. My friend Harriet did. But, you know, apparently there was a Trump rally, and these people, the anti-First Amendment group, they went to cause trouble at that. So these people who are supposedly anti-fascism are really the ones running around acting like fascists.
Well, it's because they don't really know the terms. You know, I always
say
that.
They don't.
They throw these terms out. They have no clues at what they meant. I mean, Jesse Waters did that one night where he went out and he started actually calling them out when they would use those terms. They go, what does that mean? And none of them knew what it meant. And when you're standing there and you're throwing those terms out and you have to really think hard, it just makes you look like a moron.
Well, that's not a far stretch. I was talking to morons like that the other day, and they think Che Guevara is a hero. I'm like, really? A guy who killed the dissidents who were pregnant is a hero? Really? These people are that clueless and ignorant about the truth.
Because he's put out there as a revolutionary, as one who was fighting for the people, you know, taking down the regimes that were oppressing the people. That's how they're sold in the schools.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. It's horrifying. It's, people aren't told the truth. They're not told the truth about history throughout public education, you know, all through school and high school, elementary and high school. And then if they go to one of these types of universities that, you know, employ lots of Marxist professors, then they're really, that's it. The brainwashing is done. You know, I don't know, did you see the video of that young girl, that girl that got punched in the face because she put her hands on the throat of one of the guys?
Yes, yes.
Well, there's a picture of her, you know, two pictures of her. They must have been from her Facebook page someone had. One of them must be a senior year high school picture. Beautiful girl, looks all, you know, innocent, like, you know,
yes.
Ready to take on the world. Yeah, and then the next picture is she looks like she's dazed, confused, and has no soul. That's
you're
what
right,
4 years
though.
Of Berkeley does to you.
Yeah, you're right. She does. She looks like totally different.
Horrifying.
And lost.
Yeah.
She just looks totally lost. Yeah, it's too bad. And that's what happened. There's no depth in what they're teaching. But listen, where are the parents with all this, right? Well, why? You know what? My checkbook would dry up really fast. You know, if I saw this kind of thing going on, and you parents out there that are listening, you have kids in college, stop the stuff where, well, every kid has to go through a college experience. You really think this is a college experience? You're there's something wrong with you.
Well, and that's the thing. Can you imagine? I mean, I know if my kid ever came home, well, I saw him enough when he was in college, but my kid ever came home like that, done. Mm-mm, done.
Yep. Yeah, money's gone, kid. You figure out how to make it happen, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we do these stories every night, you know, about universities, crazy things going on in universities. And this one you hit on today, which I think is hilarious because this is going on more and more and more. You know, you got another public university that announces it's going to give out free tampons in the men's room. So I'm thinking to myself, what are you going to, honey, you're showing here, use one of these. I don't know, what's the deal here, right? But the University of Wisconsin-Madison is another university now that's going to announce to start a new program to provide fee-free feminine hygiene products in the women's and men's restrooms. Because, you know, women aren't the only ones that menstruate.
I so many things I can say, I have to behave myself.
You do. No, but think about this. It's because they want to, now this is to be inclusive of the lesbian, gay, and transgender campus. Not really. It's just a transgender campus because, you know, the other two don't switch genders, right?
I guess not. Depends on what day.
Is that the best you're going to give me? I know there's stuff bouncing around in your head.
There is, but I can't say it. Listen, so part of it is probably because there's two parts to this. Part of it is probably because women who identify as men would be using the men's room, right? Okay, so that That's part of it. But I got to tell you, I have seen conversations and watched them on YouTube where transgender women, which means they're really men physically, actually believe they get PMS and have these the menstrual cycle stuff happen every month.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
That. I don't know what to do.
But this is, we cannot continue to treat this behavior as if it's normal. Because it's not. It's not. I don't know why we're doing it. It's totally something of the left. They just want to, they want, eventually, the goal, as I've said before here, is just everybody have no gender. We're all the same. But it's not normal, and they shouldn't treat it as normal. And that's what they're doing. They're normalizing it.
Yeah, they you know, it's really funny. And with the stories I do, I always laugh and say, look, you can't have it both ways. You've got some groups that are fighting for gender neutrality, so there isn't a gender. You know, they push these, what are they called? The royals, like the homecoming. It's not king and queen, it's the royals, right? Because you can't have male and female. So they don't call them out as a gender. And then you could, down the road, you could have another high school that's having a homecoming event, and you can have king and queen, but you have to allow whatever you identify with is what you have. And you could have two kings or two queens, and it's just, is this really what our kids need to be dealing with, seriously?
No, it isn't, but this is what the left has put. Look, the left has been pushing a lot of stuff for a lot of years, and a teeny tiny, minute, not even a statistical blip on the radar makes up a percentage of this type of society, and they want all of us to be seen as, oh, you're not the normal ones because you don't accept this. And mind you, I'm a very accepting person. I have friends who are transgender. I don't care. Just don't push your crap on me. Don't make me, I'm not a woman, or I have to, you know what I mean?
Yep.
There's lines that are crossed. I'm a very accepting person of all people. But when you cross a line and you start taking over my space, well, then I have a problem with it. And I'm going to fight back.
Yeah, I just think there's so many things in college. If you look at what we're putting out as a college product, you look at what's going, you're coming out of our, what is it they call it, our facilities of higher learning. We're the laughing stock around the world. We're still 47th in math, and science. I mean, we put more money towards education. We have more places for these kids, for these young, well, no, I'm going to call them kids, because that's what they act like. We have more places for these kids to go, and they're coming out with a worse education. I don't know how you fix it until we decide to get serious about it.
We have to start at public education, to be honest with you. We're graduating morons from high school, basically. A lot of schools, colleges, end up having to teach math and English basics to kids that are graduating from high school and going on to college.
Oh, I know.
It starts in our public education. That's where it really, really is a problem. And, of course, parents. You know, parents need to pay attention to what's going on and, you know, supplement their education if they can't homeschool or afford a better private school. But it's in our education system. They did it intentionally, and they've pretty much taken it over at all levels, and that's why you're seeing Dumb and Dumber graduate from school and be our next generations.
Well, parents have got to get involved. Parents have got to pay attention to what's going on in school. You've got to scream and yell. You've got to change things. You've got to get in there and make the school board feel uncomfortable. Tell people where they find you, Kimberly.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Granite Rock. And on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Well, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me again. I appreciate your time. Hey, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. I don't make the rules. They do. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Yes, we are going to talk about, can a four-year-old really know that they want to be the opposite sex? I mean, seriously, can they? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break.